This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today we're speaking with Jill Hurst-Wall. Jill, how are you?
I'm good.
Jill, how are you involved with digital asset management?
Well, I don't actually do digital asset management, but in my workshops and in my blogging and in my teaching, I try to make people aware of the need to think long-term and not to just focus on the short-term health of their digital assets, but to think about which digital assets they might want to have access to long-term, and then how they're going to make those things accessible in the long-term.
Makes sense. And so you teach at Syracuse University's School of Information Studies. What is different about what you teach there?
You know, I think many of the library science programs have very similar curriculum because of the American Libraries Association accreditation. But the iSchools are all different. And Syracuse University has an iSchool, School of Information Studies. We have 6 degree programs, and I think what makes us a bit different is our is not only being library science, but also our classes around information management and telecommunications and network management. And so we think more, perhaps, about the management of information, which includes what's going to happen to it long term. And in library science or library and information science, that thinking comes in the digital libraries area. But you would get perhaps similar and different thinking about the topic from students in our information management program, who are future information managers, not necessarily working in a library, archive, or museum, but working in businesses throughout the world.
Makes sense. And so you have a popular blog. Tell us more about this.
I have a blog called Digitization 101, started in 2004, and started as a way to make people aware of what I do and my thinking around digitization. I do consulting, helping people get their digitization programs off the ground. Oftentimes just helping them with their planning process, but helping them sometimes acquire equipment, think about actual processes, implement, find vendors, find whatever they need to get their projects up and going, their programs up and going, because these are not short-term events. And so the blog was started as a way of letting more people know about what I do and what I think. And over the years, it's become something that I'm really known for, having this blog that talks about digitization. And I talk about all aspects of digitization. The name Digitization 101, if you're in college, a 101 class is really basic. But the blog has gone beyond being just talking about basic digitization and talking about the things that we're all focused on in digitizing and making sure that our digital assets are available long-term. And so I've got, I don't remember how many blog posts, I think over 2,000 blog posts at this point. And I used to blog once a day. Because I now teach full-time, I don't blog as frequently. But a new series that I've started is Way Back Wednesdays. So a way of kind of resurfacing things that are in the archives of Digitization 101 that are still relevant and making people aware of those older blog posts. Trying to keep those older blog posts alive just the way we try to keep our other digital assets alive.
Smart. What advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
Well, I think for the people aspiring to be DAM professionals, mm-hmm. and by the way, I love the acronym DAM.
Me too.
is for people aspiring to be a DAM professional is to think about how to talk about it mm-hmm. in ways that don't necessarily use the words digital asset management.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's true about digitization too. We mm-hmm. we in our field we tend to rely on jargon.
Mm-hmm.
Words are very meaningful to us, not so meaningful to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, especially if you're trying to get organizations to understand how to keep their information alive for the long term, we need to talk about in ways that make sense to them
mm-hmm.
and talk about the value of their information over the long term,
mm-hmm.
Why they would want in 5-10 years to have access to information that they're creating today,
mm-hmm.
and then how they would ensure that that information or the data is available for 5-10 years
mm-hmm.
using stories to get our points across,
mm-hmm.
and but doing it in a way that doesn't rely on our terminology
mm-hmm.
as DAM professionals, but the terminology of our organizations, our users, our colleagues, now whoever it is that we're trying to persuade
mm-hmm.
that they need to do something now
mm-hmm.
to ensure the life of their information in the future.
Well, thank you, Jill. For more about digital asset management, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Thanks again.